The next building is the Sky High News, which was our local newspaper.
It was a normal work day for me. Suddenly we got a phone call around, I think it was 2:30. They told us to evacuate our office. I went out and looked down Main Street, and then I saw the killdozer pull onto Highway 40, four blocks away.
How fast was it moving?
3 miles an hour. There were police cars on each side of it, and there were sheriff's deputies kind of trotting along with firearms. I snapped a few photos. It looked kind of like a Darth Vader-ish behemoth from some old science fiction movie, you know. Went back in and just thought I would watch it trundle by on the highway. Just a few minutes later, took a sharp turn and smashed into the building. The whole building collapsed right around us, and we ran out the back. If I tripped, I'd be dead right now. But I didn't trip, so. What he did is he'd go in about 6 feet and then back out, go over a few feet, then go back in and just very methodically, you know, knock down all the outside walls of the building. And somebody said, you better get going because he's going further east toward your house. And my wife was pregnant and she had her youngest child there. So I ran over across the railroad tracks and got to a little sort of industrial area, and there was a guy truck. I said, help, give me a ride home. And he said, sure. And at that point, the radio was doing a blow-by-blow description of it.
Take us through it chronologically so people get a sense. I know it all started about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Where and one of the people they had on the radio was a woman who knew Marv.
We understand that you are a friend, perhaps, of the man who is inside that bulldozer. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me about this vehicle. Did he actually say he was going to take a bulldozer and armor it?
Well, he didn't say he was going to armor it. He said, I'm going to take a bulldozer and pay them back.
And she was saying things like, oh, he wouldn't hurt a flea.
Of course, I thought that he was just kidding. I had no idea that
he would only hurt people who hurt him.
Because several other buildings that were taken out had to do with this land transaction.
He's only trying to hurt their property, not try to hurt the people.
The people that caused him harm.
It was very strange.
And so then when Marv was trying to develop this property,
303 Thurston, would you call 887-3710? That's the Thompson residence. We think the bulldozer is headed there. We need to have everybody evacuated out of the Thompson's residence.
Turned over here, and there was a small house. It was occupied by a very elderly lady who had a family member who was on the Granby Town Board. In Heemeyer's mind, that was a target.
So we raced home. Called ahead and told my mom to get out of the house. She thought I was joking with her. I said, just get in the car and just get out of town. I said, he's gone nuts.
Hit the back of the house.